Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. I once saw a refrigerator magnet that said, "When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy." Well, you can substitute the word root for mama, and you'll have an essential message when it comes to plants. Always remember that the roots are the foundation of a healthy plant. And whether you realize it or not, much of what you do as a gardener is guided by the needs of the plant's roots. The condition of a plant's root system has a profound effect on its overall health. While plants can tolerate a great deal of damage to their upper parts, they're not nearly so forgiving of damage to their roots. Think about it. A leaf spot disease can attack and severely damage the foliage. The disease may cause virtually every leaf to fall from a plant. Yet if the root system and stems remain healthy, the plant can grow new leaves and recover. Cut many plants back, almost to the ground, and they'll simply sprout out and grow again. This shows the amazing ability of plants to recover, even from extreme damage to their upper parts, so long as their roots remain in good shape. Now take a plant that has its roots all cut off from it. There's no way that plant can recover. It's done for, and it will die. Plants are much less forgiving of damage to their roots than they are any other part of their bodies. Now, this is due to how roots function and the role they play in the life of a plant. Two of the primary root functions are absorption of water and absorption of minerals from the soil. They also help to anchor a plant in place. The role roots play in absorbing water is why plants are so dramatically affected when their roots are injured. Plants must continuously absorb water from the soil. Damage to the roots from root rot fungi, construction, filling, or transplanting reduces a plant's ability to absorb the water that it needs. Root damage is often life-threatening and can have an immediate and profound effect on the health of a plant. Roots also anchor plants in place. This is an especially critical role when it comes to our shade trees and the high winds of hurricanes and strong storms that we experience here. Never forget that the only thing that keeps a big tree from falling on your house in high winds is a strong root system. As a result, we need to carefully protect the roots of our trees from damage. Here in South Louisiana, where hurricanes are so prevalent, we're extremely cautious about damaging the root systems of our trees. Damaging a root system of a tree can cause that tree to be less stable in the soil. Now, we don't remember that the roots are very shallow on these trees. Oftentimes we think that tree roots go deep down into the soil, and it's really hard to damage them, when in fact, the majority of a tree's root system is in the upper 12 to 18 inches of the soil. If you've ever seen a tree blown over, you see the root system is shaped like a flat disc, not like a deep penetrating root system. So as a result, you need to be really careful whenever there's any kind of construction done around a tree that might be able to hurt the roots. Gardeners rarely realize how many gardening techniques are done with the roots in mind and with their well-being included. This involves tilling the soil, the addition of organic matter during bed preparation, the time of planting or transplanting, and the use of mulches. Now you know. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.